Welcome, listeners. Today I have a story that's very different. I mean, it's not creepy in the most direct sense, but rather creepy in the sense that our story today was written by a robot. Yep, artificial intelligence. In fact, it's the first fan fiction story that I know of that's written by a robot. The story title is Harry Potter and the Portrait of What Looked Like a Large Pile of Ash. Awe-inspiring in its own right and hilariously insane. This story was written by Botnik, and I'll be including the Facebook group and the link to the story in my episode notes. It had me in stitches reading it. I also have a guest with me doing Hermione's voice, an upcoming podcaster in her own right, and she's testing her mettle out on my podcast to get the ball rolling. And for that, I'm super grateful. And also, talk about nailing it. She lends her voice to this role with expertise and really did a great job. So please welcome our mystery guest today. And before we sink into this fanfiction insanity by Botnik, it's time for shoutouts. And I'll be as succinct as possible, but there is nothing I love more than thanking you brilliant people. To skip all of these shoutouts, 5 minutes in is the timestamp that you want. Thanks. Let's do this. Troy Shaw, the listening machine, thank you so much for your support, mate, and listens, and quality control, as always. Whenever I see that skip comment by Troy, I know he's got my back. You're a champion, buddy, and the podcast is better for having your support. Cheers, mate. Star Eve 2099, always a pleasure to have you on here. Your feedback is genuine and helpful to the podcast, and it's because of fans like you that helps the channel improve. So thank you. Wee woo wee woo. Mate, thank you so much for being so active on the channel and listening and reposting my episodes. It's just fantastic. And your opinion on the most recent old time radio episodes was really helpful. And having you on this podcast both as a listener and contributor is just excellent. Cheers, mate. Jace York, thank you so much for your support, mate. Whether it's stories about black-eyed children and the Telltaler series and more, you always have something creative and unique up your sleeve. Thank you so much for your stories, reposts, listens, and likes. You are an asset to this podcast. Carl Brandt, no, the Yokai King, and master of Michi's journey. Not only do you contribute stories, but you also share your thoughts, experiences, and knowledge with us on the podcast comments. They are both insightful and helpful. Thank you so much, mate. Chris Leggett, mate, you are a listening machine. I'm so flattered that you've listened to so much of this podcast. Cheers, mate. Holbrook Kimberly, another listening, liking machine. Thank you so much for your reposts, listens, and likes. I came back to a wall of reposts, and I love it. Thank you so much. Jakey's Baby, mate, thank you so much for listening. I've seen you blasting through my episodes, so thank you so much, buddy. Tyler Moody, yet another listener who's also blasting through my podcast. Cheers, mate. Nelson Brake, thank you so much for listening, mate. And thank you for your support. Native Giggles, love the comments, feedback, and your constant support to this channel. It's always a pleasure to see you on here commenting and keeping this podcast blood pumping. Thanks. And Quasar Bolt, cheers, mate, for your listens and often hilarious comments. I'm always happy to see your comments in my episode lineup. Thanks, mate. Now for people who have recently followed and started listening. We've got Holbrook Kimberly, the Totally Unprepared Politics podcast, Arjun Agarwal, 6, Chris's Storyline Corner, Sean Fetchin, oh, Mortar, Sergey Genvinsky, Loves to Spooge, No Name, and Chris Leggett. And lastly, the top 3 places that listen to this podcast. Gilbert from Arizona, United States. Holy moly, you guys and gals have knocked the listens out of the park. As far as stats go, Gilbert, Arizona, United States listens to my podcast 6 times the amount as normal cities go, so I'm blown away. I also have Clarenville, Canada, and Altorf, France. Thank you so much for listening. If I have forgotten you, let me know, and I'll make sure to add you in the next lineup. Okay, turn the lights off, grab your hot beverage, and unhinge the logical part of your mind, because now it's time for something very different. The spellbinding national bestseller, Harry Potter and the Portrait of What Looked Like a Large Pile of Ash. Brought to you by Botnik. Chapter 13. The Handsome One. The castle ground snarled with a wave of magically magnified wind. The sky outside was a great black ceiling, which was full of blood. The only sound drifting from Hagrid's hut were the disdainful shrieks of his own furniture. Magic. It was something that Harry Potter thought was very good. Leathery sheets of rain lashed at Harry's ghost as he walked across the grounds towards the castle. Ron was standing there and doing a kind of frenzied tap dance. He saw Harry and immediately began to eat Hermione's family. Ron's Ron shirt was just as bad as Ron himself.
"If you two can't clump happily, I'm going to get aggressive,"
confessed the reasonable Hermione. "What about Ron magic?" offered Ron. To Harry, Ron was a loud, slow, and soft bird. Harry did not like to think about birds. "Deathly is are on top of the castle," Ron bleated, quivering. Ron was going to be spiders. He just was. He wasn't proud of that, but it was going to be hard to not have spiders all over his body after all is said and done.
"Look,"
said Hermione.
"Obviously there are loads of Death Eaters in the castle. Let's listen in on their meetings."
The three complete friends zapped onto the landing outside the door of the castle roof. They almost legged it. But witches are not climbing. Ron looked at the doorknob and then looked at Hermione with searing pain. "I think it's closed," he noticed.
"Locked,"
said Mr. Staircase, the shabby-robed ghost. They looked at the door, screaming about how closed it was and asking it to be replaced with a small orb. The password was
"Beef Women,"
Hermione cried. Harry, Ron, and Hermione quietly stood behind a circle of Death Eaters who looked bad.
"I think it's okay if you like me," said one Death Eater.
"Thank you very much," replied the other. The first Death Eater confidently leaned forward to plant a kiss on his cheek.
"Oh, well done,"
said the second, and his friend stepped back again. All the other Death Eaters clapped politely. Then they all took a few minutes to go over the plan to get rid of Harry's magic. Harry could tell that Voldemort was standing right behind him. He felt a great overreaction. Harry tore his eyes from his head and threw them into the forest. Voldemort raised his eyebrows at Harry, who could not see anything at the moment.
"Voldemort, you're a very bad and mean wizard," Harry savagely said.
Hermione nodded encouragingly. The tall Death Eater was wearing a shirt that said, "Hermione has forgotten how to dance." So, Hermione dipped his face in mud. Ron threw a wand at Voldemort and everyone applauded. Ron smiled. Ron reached for his wand, slowly.
"Ron's the handsome one,"
muttered Harry as he reluctantly reached for his. They cast a spell or two and jets of green light shot out of the Death Eater's heads. Ron flinched. "Not so handsome now," thought Harry, as he dipped Hermione in hot sauce. The Death Eaters were dead now, and Harry was hungrier than he had ever been. The Great Hall was filled with incredible moaning chandeliers and a large librarian who had decorated the sinks with books about masonry. Mountains of mice exploded. Several long pumpkins fell out of McGonagall. Dumbledore's hair scooted next to Hermione as Dumbledore arrived at school. The pig of Hufflepuff pulsed like a large bullfrog. Dumbledore smiled at it and placed his hand on its head.
"You are Hagrid now."
"We're the only people who matter.
He's never going to get rid of us,"
Harry, Hermione, and Ron said in chorus. The floor of the castle seemed like a large pile of magic. The Dursleys had never been to the castle, and they were not about to come there in Harry Potter and the Portrait of What Looked Like a Large Pile of Ash. Harry looked around and then fell down the spiral staircase for the rest of the summer.
I'm Harry Potter, Harry began yelling. The dark arts better be worried. Oh boy! And this concludes Harry Potter and the large portrait that looked like a pile of ash.
Well, that was nuts.
A big thank you to my guest today. She might be back for some other stories. Let me know what you think, and she'll be sure to read your comments, or at least I'll definitely pass them on. But I can tell she's excited to hear what you think. Now, well aware this is the Friday before Christmas, so no plug, nothing, I wanted to let you know though that all of you are just brilliant. Without listeners like you, this channel doesn't exist. And yes, it is that simple. So for those of you who are away from family perhaps, or can't make it with friends this year, you'll have a spot here, at Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales, and there'll always be a chair for you. I've been running this podcast for a good part of the year, and I can't believe how many amazing people I've talked to and had the pleasure of meeting and listening, all because of this podcast. From authors to fans and contributors, you are my gifts under this podcast Christmas tree, and I really mean that, so thank you so much. Now next week, I'll do my best to get a story out for Monday, and stay tuned as I'll be aiming to do Michi's Journey by Carl Brandt, and hopefully the much-requested creepypasta titled Psychosis. So I can't wait to share them with you then. And on that note, this is the time for Stories at Christmas, a place where stories are the gifts, and we're here to listen. Enjoy your Christmas or Xmas with your family and friends, and with me, your tale teller. This is our creepy tradition that we enjoy together, one that I'll try to continue forever. Y'all be safe, and as always, till next time. Looks like you stayed till the end, huh? Well, here are some lines that I did that I had to retake, which are effectively bloopers. Enjoy, you lovely listeners. Deffy is on top of the castle! Deffy is on top of the castle! Oh, well done! Ooh, well done! Oh, well done! We're the only people who matter. He's never gonna get rid of us. I'm Harry Potter! The dark arts better be worried! Oh boy! What about Ron magic? What about Ron magic? Look, said Hermione. Obviously, there are loads of Death Eaters in the castle. Let's listen in on their meetings.
Lots.